That's how they're getting Clinton Odom, Brittany Rosales, B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y, Rosales, R-O-S-A. LES, birthday 2-18-89, vacation 11-6-25, patient seen in office, seeking refills of clonazepam and Adderall. I've seen patient in the past, but haven't seen her for several months. Has been living with relatives out of town. Has been getting medications from other doctors, including Dr. Gorn here in town. Came to me seeking additional refills. She's been on a clonazepam for the past 2 weeks, has some mild withdrawals, now seems more normal. Has also been taking gabapentin. Told me she's planning to see a psychiatrist at in the next few weeks, early December, but not able to see him sooner. Social history patient well known by me, has been through long stressful events with ex-husband, with history of multiple addictions, abuse, in and out of prison, trying to see daughter, father of daughter, with limited contact, but trying to keep custody with prolonged legal battle. Past history has been told that she was borderline manic depressive in the past. Social family history otherwise been probably known as psychotributory. Physical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, and as a result of those probes, normal limits, next level got masses, no skeletal test percussion, heart rather than without murmurs of gallop, adenosis, sloppy, albumin, major tenderness, back skin, strength, tissue, no psychiatric, all within normal limits. Impression, severe anxiety disorder, stress reaction, clonazepam, also attention deficit disorder on Adderall, presently out. Because patient was seen here a few years ago seeking medications, and because it's not policy of this clinic to prescribe stimulants and anti-anxiety medications together, was told that we could not fill her prescriptions, that she would need to seek care otherwise. Elsewhere, was recommended to go to Tri-County for psychiatric care and further evaluation. Stated that she could be seen for other medical problems, but psychiatric medicines would have to be managed by a psychiatrist. Thank you, Dr. Halbier.